Old Testament Basics, Lesson 5, The Settlement Era. The beginning era of Old Testament history ended with Israel at the edge of the Jordan River, waiting to enter their land. This generation had lived in tents, and many had eaten manna all their lives, and were now prepared to settle in the land God had promised to their father Abraham. We call the next Old Testament period the Settlement Era because the time books of Joshua and Judges and the color books of Ruth and Deuteronomy tell the story of Israel invading and settling down in their land. The Settlement Era is difficult to date precisely, but it covers a period of a little more than 400 years. The period began with Joshua's commission in Joshua 1, continued through the disastrous period of the Judges, and ended with a transition to the Kingdom Era. The Settlement Era tells three major stories. First, Deuteronomy describes the covenant between God and Israel that prepared them to live in their new land. Second, Joshua led Israel to take possession of their land, divide it among their tribes, and settle down to live in it. Judges records Israel's rebellion against God and the tragic consequences of their sin. Ruth gives us a glimpse of the people in Israel who remained faithful to God during the terrible time recorded in Judges. Joshua is the book of success. The book's purpose is to show how God kept his promise to bring Israel into the land he swore he would give to Abraham and his descendants. Its big idea is that God rewards obedience. His people followed his law, and he guided and protected Israel as they reclaimed Abraham's land. Joshua's story covers Israel's history from Joshua's commission in chapter 1 to his death in chapter 24, and it has three major movements. First, Israel conquers their land under God's protection in chapters 1 through 12. Next, they divide the land among the tribes and appoint cities for the Levites in chapters 13 through 21. The book closes with Joshua's two addresses to Israel in chapters 22 through 24. He reviews God's faithfulness to Israel from Abraham to the present, and then, based on God's faithfulness, he challenges Israel to live by God's laws. Joshua is the major character in the book. He was first introduced in Exodus 17 as Israel's military leader. He was also the only person allowed to accompany Moses to Mount Sinai when God gave Israel the law. He and Caleb were the two spies who urged Israel to trust God and invade Canaan. Joshua 1 through 12 records Joshua's commission as God's choice to lead Israel into their land. The book then records the miraculous crossing of the Jordan River, Jericho's defeat, and the many victories Israel experienced as they reclaimed their land. Then chapters 13 through 21 describe how Israel allotted portions of the land to the 12 tribes. Joshua's two challenging speeches and Israel's positive response close the book on a high note. Joshua challenged Israel to fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. He urged them to throw away their idols and to make a conscious choice to follow God. He made his own choice clear to them by saying, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The people responded, and Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and the elders who outlived him and who experienced everything the Lord had done for Israel. Judges 1:1 continues Joshua's account and ties the two books of the settlement era together. It says that after the death of Joshua, the Israelites asked the Lord, "Who of us is to go up first to fight against the Canaanites?" Judges 1:1-26 records the successes of various tribes as they conquered their territories. But then, in 127, the mood changes, with a list of the tribes who disobeyed God's command to drive the Canaanites out of the land. God commanded Israel not to live among the Canaanites or to participate in their religions. But Judges 2:11 tells us, "Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals." The remainder of the story of Judges continues this theme of Israel's disobedience and God's judgments. Judges' big idea is that Israel failed to keep the promises they made to God and suffered the consequences of their disobedience. The book's purpose is to reveal what happened in Israel between their success under Joshua's leadership and their success under David's reign as king. The major characters in the book are its judges. Although there are 12 judges named in the book, only 6 of them are named as major judges because their stories are told in greater detail. Othniel, Ehud, Deborah, Gideon, Jephthah, and Samson are the major judges. The book divides into 3 sections. The introduction records Israel's failure to completely conquer their land, chapters 1:1 through 2:5. Then the major portion of the book repeats the 4-step cycle of Israel's disobedience. First, Israel's sin is described. Second, God judges their disobedience by sending one of their neighboring nations to oppress them. Third, Israel repents. And fourth, God sends a hero called a judge to deliver them. Judges records 6 of these cycles in 2:6 through 16:31. Each cycle begins with the announcement that, quote, "the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord," end quote. The final section, recorded in chapters 17 through 21, reveals the tragic degradation of Israel's religious and civic life during the time of the judges. God's people had rejected him as their king, and these 5 chapters describe in terrible detail how bad life had become. This final section of the narrative opens and closes with the same announcement that in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. And the statement that there was no king in Israel is repeated twice more in 18:1 and 19:1. The writer emphasized what happened when Israel rejected God as their king. With no king and no way to govern people's behavior, even God's chosen people, with all their history of his blessing, became a dangerous, barbaric nation. The book of Judges was written during Israel's monarchy and demonstrated why Israel needed a king to rule over them. Joshua and Judges are the time books that move the Old Testament narrative through the settlement era of Israel's history. But important details are added in the color books of Deuteronomy and Ruth. Deuteronomy is one of the Old Testament's most important documents because it presents the theological covenant that explains and interprets Israel's history from Moses' time to the end of the Old Testament. The book's events occurred at the end of Numbers' story. Deuteronomy's big idea is best presented in Moses' own words recorded in Deuteronomy 30, verses 15 through 18. "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commandments, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This code, or formula, Moses gave to Israel in Deuteronomy promised God's blessing for obedience and his curses for disobedience. That is Deuteronomy's big idea. Joshua and Judges, the next two books in the Old Testament, illustrate this code of Deuteronomy in graphic detail. Israel obeyed God under Joshua's leadership, and God protected and blessed them. Judges records Israel's frustration and failure because they rebelled against God and his laws. That same code of Deuteronomy characterized the centuries under Israel's obedient and disobedient kings and led to her final destruction and enslavement by foreign powers. Deuteronomy is organized around three addresses Moses gave to Israel. In the first speech, recorded in 1:1 through 4:43, Moses rehearses God's faithfulness to Israel. The second speech, recorded in 4:44 through 28:68, organizes Israel's primary laws around the Ten Commandments God gave at Sinai. Then, in the third speech, in chapters 29 to 33, Moses spells out in detail how God would bless Israel for obedience to those laws and curse them for disobedience. These chapters, called the Code of Deuteronomy, characterized Israel's history from the time it was given to the end of the Old Testament. Then Deuteronomy 34 records Moses' death. Moses is the primary character in Deuteronomy, but it's important to remember that his speeches were delivered to the children of Israel's citizens who exited Egypt. The speech's purpose was to personalize God's covenant with this generation of Israel in preparation for their success in their new land. A major emphasis in the book is Israel's famous Shema, recorded in Deuteronomy 6:4-5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. This crucial statement established who Israel's God was, the fact that he was one God, and that the relationship he desired between himself and his people was based on love. The second color book in the settlement era is a story of success in the midst of failure. The book's opening verse tells us that the events occurred in the days when the judges ruled. Ruth's big idea is that even though Israel as a nation disobeyed God's laws, God still blessed individuals who obeyed him. The major characters are Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz. In chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, Naomi and her family moved to Moab because of a famine in Israel. One of Naomi's sons married a Moabite woman named Ruth. After Naomi's husband and sons died in Moab, Naomi returns to Bethlehem, and Ruth accompanies her. In the central part of the story, recorded in 2:1 through 4:12, Ruth marries a godly man in Bethlehem named Boaz, and they have a baby boy. The story concludes with Naomi holding Ruth and Boaz's son, Obed. The purpose of this little book is then revealed. Ruth 4:16 through 22 tells us that Obed was the father of Jesse, the father of David. God had wonderfully blessed Naomi and Ruth's obedience. He gave Ruth a husband to care for her, and then gave them a baby boy. But God also placed this Moabite woman who followed his law into King David's lineage. And because she was in David's lineage, she was an ancestor of God's promised Messiah. Matthew included Ruth's name when he wrote Jesus' genealogy in Matthew chapter 1, verse 5. Governed by the code of Deuteronomy, the settlement era introduced in graphic stories the glorious blessings of obedience in Joshua and Ruth, and the tragic story of failure in Judges. Let the wise reader ponder and carefully weigh the truth of Israel's settlement era.